GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
This is the George Hailbrick Tyler Show, and George is on vacation in sunny FLA. Behind the bulletproof glass in spacious Studio 7A, independent journalist Andy Neff. Thanks for getting up. Thanks for coming in, Mr. Man.
You're welcome. Good morning.
Hello to you, Bob Cutler from Novio's in downtown Bangor. What's cooking, Mr. Man?
So many fun things going on in Maine for restaurants and cocktails and everything else.
Restaurant week.
Yeah.
It's like happy hour. Happy hour isn't a 1 hour in most places. You ever notice that? It's like 2-3 hours.
And it's also like a lot of people do it twice. They'll do it at like 4 to 5:30 or whatever, and then they do it again like 8 to 9.
What's up with that?
For the people who get out early, you know, all the nurses and people getting out at 3 o'clock,
maybe, or daylight saving time, maybe causing confusion.
Just a marketing mayhem. So people, there's just no rules anymore.
So much like that, restaurant week isn't 7 days.
No, it's 12, because that's a week.
Common core.
Once yeah. Again.
It's common core, Matt.
You can get so much done in a week if it's 12 days
seven
long.
Seven is a scary number, Rick. Yes, 12 is a pleasing 12 number.
12 is the number of completion. We understand that.
It's
but
a dozen.
Anyway, it gives us more time to get to restaurants like Novio's, like others, okay, where you can enjoy some fine cuisine and maybe a libation of some sort. What do you got in front of you? Every
Speaking
time that you've
libations.
Come in here.
Yeah. Yeah. So today we're going to make a cocktail featuring a really great tequila. Wow. What time is it?
And how many have you had?
Yeah.
He did his homework before he came in our studio.
Tequila, two tequila, three tequila, four.
You have to test the drinks. A really great vodka that is distilled in Portland, Maine from Maine Craft Distillers.
I'm guessing it's not Tito's.
It is not.
Okay.
It's called Black Cap Vodka. And I'm sure all of our Maine listeners know that it's named after the Black Cap chickadee.
Oh, okay.
And the grains that are used to make the vodka are the same grains that the chickadee eats.
Oh.
So it's kind of a fun story, and it's Maine made and delicious and great.
Black Cap Vodka from Maine Craft Distilling.
And we're going to do a little mint simple that we make in-house.
Mint
Courtney.
Simple. We don't know what mint, for those that don't know, what is mint simple?
Very good question. It is a simple syrup for the bar is equal parts sugar to hot water that's dissolved.
Okay.
A mint simple is adding fresh mint into it and then letting that flavor from the mint infuse into the simple syrup.
And Courtney makes that at Novio's.
Courtney does it. Cause
the whole mint in there, or do you muddle it?
We don't muddle anything. We just allow the mint to work.
That's our job.
Yeah.
To muddle
we meddle. We don't meddle.
Oh, that's right.
And then we're going to add green chartreuse, which is a really great French liqueur.
Green chartreuse.
Yeah.
No, that's too...
Wasn't that a band in the 70s?
Love their album.
It's not the color chartreuse.
Okay.
It's a 200-year-old liquor that's actually made by French monks. Right there, again.
Holy cow.
You can charge extra.
What they were doing in the monastery.
You put French
monks in it.
You can charge more for it.
Where do you get that?
Most state... agency liquor outlets, stores can have it.
What's it called? Green chartreuse?
Green chartreuse.
Green chartreuse.
There's also yellow chartreuse.
Yeah.
But the yellow chartreuse is a different color than the green chartreuse.
Well, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Okay. And what is the benefit of green chartreuse in this concoction?
We're totally taking it for the flavor. It has, it's very herbal. It is sweet, but also savory in the same palate. Mm-hmm. It is a very complex. And what I like to say is it rounds out all the flavors we're putting into it.
Mouth is watering. Just listen to it.
Yeah.
It even has quite a bouquet. It's like a...
Does it?
It's
what's,
like
it?
A,
what's it?
Well, what is, actually, what is, to me, it smelled a lot like a cologne, kind of a, like an aftershave cologne-y kind of a smell.
Oh, okay.
I mean, now it's really exciting.
Okay.
It's just to add a little bit more confusion into it.
Okay.
It runs in the same family as Jägermeister.
Okay, a lot of people just perked up because they know what Jägermeister is.
So, just to make it a little more approachable.
Okay, now doing the play-by-play,
the last thing I added was sea smoke bitters, which is smoked sea salt into with a little bit of orange peel in a bitter format.
Okay.
And then we're going to shake it. It's a good sound right there.
It is.
Don't need any play-by-play for that.
Nope. Mm.
And then we're going to double strain it.
Well, okay, why double strain? I saw that you have it. It looks like a two strain.
Yeah, so what we're trying to do is catch the ice And any pulp from the lemon we added.
Ah, okay.
So it's just a clean pour.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm always amazed, while you're doing that, what I'm always amazed at is how bartenders like Courtney or yourself know the exact, and Andy, I've seen you do it too, when you've tended bar, you know the exact amount that's going to have to go into the shaker and then shake and then strain, and it fills the glass perfectly. Does that just come naturally? Is that a gift or a skill?
Yeah, it's also how much ice you use. Like we always talk about, you got to use a lot of ice.
Yep.
Because if that drink is completely different, if you just take all those ingredients, pour it into a glass that has no ice in it, and then drink it, that's going to be completely different and mm-hmm. probably not as enjoyable as a well-shaken drink over a large amount of ice.
I got a stupid James Bond question for you in a
shaken,
moment.
Shaken, not stirred. But,
which
I love
I'm sure
that.
Someone is, as Andy, yeah. who's going to be the one, it's in a different studio than where I am, so I can't do it. So
the nice thing about this cocktail, this is under our cocktail of the moment category. Bangor Savings Bank and Novios, for every time you order this drink, is donating $1 between now and St. Patrick's Day to the Good Shepherd Food Bank.
That is
terrific.
Officially
order this drink then. I'm ordering this drink right now.
You might as well, because it's $2 the Good Shepherd Food Bank. So cocktails for a cause.
Cocktails for a cause.
And there's no name for
Novios.
This, right?
At Novios. And there's also, nope, it's just called Cocktail of the Moment.
Yeah.
There's also several other restaurants that are doing the same promotion for the time. And I just happen to have the list here to promote my friends.
I think that would be a good idea to read it.
Evan Roots,
yep.
Gagan's, mm-hmm. Blaze in Bangor,
yep.
Nocturnum,
mm-hmm.
the Portland Pie in Bangor,
mm-hmm.
Benjamin's on Franklin Street,
yep.
and Humble in Brewer.
So if I go to each location.
Yep. That's 1, 2, 3, 4. That's 8 places.
So one thing, it's going to generate a whole lot of money for Good Shepherd Food Bank, and it's going to knock me right on my...
Right.
Oh, never mind.
Maybe don't do it on the same day, but you have between now and the 16th or whenever St. Patrick's Day is, 16th?
Yeah.
You have between now and the 16th to go out and enjoy those drinks and 17. Spread the love.
Now, 17. We mentioned Sea Dog. Is that a different grouping, or they're still doing it too, but it's a different way?
Sea Dog and Novios are the only restaurants in Bangor participating in Main Restaurant Week,
which is
a different animal than this. Restaurant Week, Novios Bistro, and I can't speak for Sea Dog. I'm not sure what they're doing, but we're doing a 3-course dinner.
They are too.
For $35, and that runs in through this weekend until Thursday night. That you can come in and enjoy that that experience at the bistro.
So that's so you can do those other 2 days, Rick, and that gives you 10 out of 12 days. That gives you 2 more days to either recover or go back to the 2 places you like the best.
I curse you, Daylight Saving Time, for stealing me an hour away from Main Restaurant Week and what you're doing. Okay, but people need to know what to ask for if they're going to come into these locations like Novios or the others and ask for this drink that's going to benefit Good Shepherd.
It will be on there as like the Good Shepherd drink or the Bowie local drink or the Bangor Savings drink. They'll all have it marked. On ours, it says Cocktail of the Moment to benefit Good Shepherd food bank.
How about a Black Cap Chartreuse?
That would work as well.
So people need to know, ask for the drink that benefits Good Shepherd Food Bank at any of those locations.
Yep. Or you could call it the Green Hornet, because that's kind of what it looks like.
It does.
It's the greenest drink.
Yeah, that's a great name for it.
And you got St. Patrick's Day coming up, too.
We do.
Green? Oh, Cato, you fool. All right, Andy, you're going to have to take a sip of it for us.
Oh, darn.
And let
us
know.
Last time he was here, I got drunk in the morning, too.
You sounded better, oddly enough. Clear your palate. Okay, and then tell us exactly how this is playing.
Where's the spittoon?
Should we test his reflexes now and then test it after he does the drink?
Dr. Johnny Fever and Venus Flytrap in our studios.
One of my all-time favorites.
WKRP in Cincinnati. Go ahead, give it a sip.
Ooh, it smells amazing.
Okay. By the way, you slurp much quieter than George does with his tea in the morning.
That's really smooth. That's it's got a citrusy quality to it. It definitely minimized the sharpness of the chartreuse. It's a delightfully sour kind of a beverage. I like it.
Yeah, I think it's refreshing, but at the same time as refreshing, there's a savory component to it because of the green chartreuse.
You don't have to sip it because it's so powerful either. It's like you could take a healthy. Right. A drink of it if you wanted to.
A slug, I think, is the term that we use at the pit party. You take a slug of it. But
that
this
was
is
when
not
you
a-
were drinking Purple Jesus's, right?
I was talking about Purple Passion last night at the bar. Does anyone remember Purple Passion? It was sold in a 2-liter bottle.
Oh my word.
It was like,
oh, you're digging up memories.
It was like the Mad Dog 2020 area.
And what was her name? Miranda? Okay, that has nothing to do with this conversation. I'm sorry. And I know my wife isn't listening right now. So we're talking with Bob Cutler. He's with Novio's. He's from Novio's in downtown Bangor. It's a main restaurant week, and it goes all the way through the 12th.
Order a Green Hornet.
But the drink that you heard him mix, it benefits Good Shepherd Food Bank. You're going to want to stop into any of those locations that he mentioned. Start at Novio's and go to the others. You know, you could walk much of the route in Bangor.
You could do your own little pub crawl. Yeah,
but Uber
and hit
to Humble and Brewer, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't do that.
Yeah, don't actually do the crawl part of pub crawl.
No.
Restaurants, it seems like we've reached a peak. I mean, the offerings that we've had in our cities and our state haven't been this good in the past. Just me? Or am I thinking that now we've reached a point there, man, there's so much to do, so much to eat, so many places to go.
And not only that, but I feel like chefs are taking such pride in trying to source things locally. Like this vodka is made with grains from Maine.
Yeah.
Dustin works really hard to make sure we're featuring Maine farms and farmers.
Sidebar, Your Honor. Dustin is...
Dustin is our chef, Dustin Sear.
And he's the guy you might have saw on WABI TV5 this morning.
Yep. Little man.
He's also a local man from Herman.
Yeah.
That's what we noticed this morning when we saw the feed. It's like, holy cow.
Yeah, that's, I think I told you, he set a world record for squat 2 years ago.
He did?
Yes. He squatted 645 pounds.
Was that lifting like a side of beef out of the freezer or
something? His way that he gets his... he works through his own mental stuff is through powerlifting, and he is a beast.
And he's a beast in the kitchen, too.
Yeah, he's great.
And he's always looking for local.
Yeah, always. And, you know, and we grow a lot of our own produce in our own greenhouse in Herman. Yeah.
I didn't know you had your own greenhouse.
Oh, yeah, 1,500 square foot greenhouse.
A green chartreuse house.
Yeah.
And, Andy, you've gone for now a third sip. I'm going
to
call it the Green Hornet.
I think
it's
actually four.
But I'm going to ask a question. We've talked about, I think, Bob, last time you were on, we talked about this. When you mix a cocktail, people think you're doing it just to get liquored up. And that's the way, honestly, that's the way that I was brought up. Okay. And you laugh
up
at Andy.
In the county. No.
Okay. Or in Waldo County. But really, a cocktail is to enhance your dining experience. It causes your palate to activate and you crave a certain type of food or you want to revisit. Now, you've revisited, using the GHRT air quotes, now five times. Is that what the drink is doing to you?
I kind of wish I had something to go with it, to be honest with you. That's probably a good thing.
So that's the question.
Right.
Honestly, what does sipping the Green Hornet, we're going to call it that now, what does it make you crave?
I'm thinking something, you know, light, like a bruschetta or something like that to go with it.
So we have a couple things on our menu that I would recommend, and they're all on the main restaurant week menu. We have a calamari salad.
Ooh.
That is phenomenal and has like a Thai dressing, and that little Thai heat will help really complement and bring out some flavors. We have a winter citrus salad, and the acid from the orange and the grapefruit would work well with this cocktail.
Mm-hmm.
We have a peri peri chicken, which is a North African spice combination.
Is it peri peri?
Peri peri. P-E-R-I-P-E-R-I.
Peri peri chicken. Okay.
Not to be confused with
Katy
Perry chicken.
It's a half chicken that Dustin presents with peri peri seasoning. Yeah. And it is phenomenal. Again, that little bit of heat, and it's more of a bell pepper and a little bit of other hot pepper would go well there. And then a crusted ahi tuna with cauliflower rice.
Ahi?
Ahi. It's sushi grade ahi tuna. It is
okay. I've heard of
amazing.
Mahi, but I've never heard of ahi.
Ahi. It's same family, different, same species, different family.
Something totally different.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All three of those, or all four of those options would go really well with those.
Mm-hmm. You know what, Bob? This is the first drink I can remember in a long time where I actually take the time to smell it, sniff it before I drink it, because it's got a very good smell, like a good bouquet to it.
Well, it's hitting you on at least three senses, right?
Mm-hmm.
Taste, look, smell.
Glad I'm not, I don't have my sinuses plugged up today.
Well, that was why we timed this out.
Yeah. Oh, come in at 6:30. It's harder to get through the show.
Actually, when Rick's the host, it's easier to get through the show.
Yeah, maybe.
That's because George isn't hoarding everything. You go to the commercial break and George is like, you're just leaning the door here. Anything left in that shaker, just bring it over here. Our friend Bob Cutler from Novio's. Where do we find you online?
Novio'sBistro.com. You can make reservations right there for main restaurant week and beyond.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.